I'll leave that in there, Dave. All right, David. Haven't had a chance to talk to you all season, and then suddenly, what do you got to do? You got to win the race tonight for me to talk to you?
I guess so. We've had a pretty fast car all year long, and a lot of top three finishes. But I don't know. We'll take this one. Kind of got lucky tonight, but it is what it is.
Say you got lucky. When your teammate was involved in that accident too, it took out the top points runners, I would assume, right?
Yeah, I didn't really see what happened. I only saw Bruce sitting over in four, and I thought Anthony and Cliff were going to be right behind me. So I drove hard for three or four laps, and then I took a quick glance at the scoreboard and saw they dropped down. So not sure what happened with that deal, but worked out for us.
Overall, though, how'd your race go?
Pretty good. We had a good start and got a really good run coming off of two. We were able to sneak by O'Connor and Cameron down the backstretch going into three and just kind of set sail from there.
Is this a sign of things to come for the 2017?
I'm really hoping so. We had to cut this car in half a couple weeks ago, and we finally got it back to where it's really stable and got a pretty fast ride, so hoping so.
And who'd you like to thank for your win tonight?
Got to thank Marcus Delia first off for giving me the opportunity, Jim Lacerdo for setting the car up every week, my crew chief Jeremy, he busts his butt all week long, all my crew, all my sponsors, MDR Motorsports, CNY Jewelry, Castilla Lawn Care, GTB Inspection Services, Lighthouse Lanes, can't thank those guys enough.